9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Rider. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Somebody you used to know. I know he
doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
We welcome you to the ballpark by the bay. It's the Frisco Rough Riders in the Corpus Christi Hooks today in game number 5 of this 6-game series and game number 12 of this 13-game road trip. The Rough Riders come in with the best record in the entirety of AA at 36-19. They are in first place by 4 games on the Midland Rockhounds. They face the Corpus Christi Hooks, the Astros affiliate, 21-34, and they are 15 games back of the Rough Riders in the cellar of the Texas League South. Today it's Dane Acker who takes the ball for the Frisco Rough Riders. Acker making his 10th start on the year. He's 2-1 with a 3.16 ERA. In 37 innings, he struck out 52 batters to 21 walks. And for him, it's all about efficiency today. He went just 36 pitches in his last start, lasting just two-thirds of an inning before getting pulled. And he hopes for what has been a really nice stretch against Corpus Christi in his career until his last start here in this ballpark. He allowed 6 runs in 4 2/3 innings against the Hooks his last time. But before that, he had not allowed a single run in 13 1/3 innings head-to-head against the Astros affiliate. So he looks to turn back the clock a little bit to those kind of starts. And his mound opponent today has had a tough time with the strike zone, but has been incredibly efficient in terms of not allowing hits against him. It's Miguel Ulloa, who gets the start for the Corpus Christi Hooks. 6'1", 205, 21-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, 3-3 with a 4.89 ERA. He's making his 12th appearance and his 10th start on the year. In 53 1/3 innings, he struck out 68 to 34 walks on the season. Opponents just hitting 164 against him. And against the Rough Riders in 2 appearances, he has been good and he has been not so good. He allowed just 1 run on 4 1/3 innings in his first start against the Riders, but walked 7 and struck out 6. And then in his next start against the Riders on May 4th, he allowed 6 runs over 5 innings, striking out 8. So the question is, which Miguel Ulloa will we see today and which Dane Acker will we see today? The two looking to find the better halves of themselves. Earlier today, we got to catch up with Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntlin. We got that in a 2-part interview, and you can hear part 2 before tomorrow's series finale at 5:05 in the p.m., and it should be really fun to have a part 2 interview as well with Ryan Tuntlin. He's a great interview always and talking a lot about this Rough Riders hitting over the last few games and over this road trip as well. So as we get you set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Hooks, our pregame coverage continues with Ryan Tuntlin joining us next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to Corpus Christi, Texas. Rough Riders getting ready for an attempt at their third consecutive win here against the Hooks in Game 5 of the series. We're joined by Ryan Tuntlin, the Rough Riders hitting coach. And start with the 9-game winning streak last week, 7-game sweep in the road trip. You don't see that very often. What was that like from your perspective to be a part of?
First, thanks for having me. And then two, in the winning stretch, it was good to see the guys really have that camaraderie and gelling together. So it's fun to see them compete and go out there every day prepared to do so too. And I think that just kind of, you know, whether the game was close, out of reach or anything, you always thought you had a fighting chance there at the end. And guys in scoring position, the offense has done a really good job. Once they are in those positions, doing the little things and driving some runs in. So it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
This season, if you look at the overall numbers, not as impressive as with runners in scoring position and late and close situations as well. The Rough Riders has been really good. How much is that an emphasis this year?
I think it's one where it's, it is an individual game, and you have those times where you have, you know, your individuality within like the ABs. But I think later in the game, guys have done a good job identifying when it's their at bat and then it's a team at bat. So I think they take that in the mindset, either passing the stick when we need to, you know, really locking in on some of the game planning that we've done, and then executing at a high level. So it's been fun. But I think I give credit to them because they've done a lot to really instill that in the team.
Joined by Ryan Tuntland, and this is not a roster on the offensive side that's going to hit a ton of home runs. Just three homers in the road trip before last night with three home runs for the Rough Riders. How important is moving guys in kind of team-oriented at bats for this offense?
I think it's important. You know, a lot of the guys, you know, we have some guys that can drive the baseball and hit it out of the park, but a lot of these guys, their strengths are, you know, hitting at good angles and getting good pitches to hit and hitting things hard, not truly trying to be the big home run hitters, you know, letting those things kind of come to them. And, you know, knowing our personnel, I think it puts them in a better situation to have success, knowing their roles and what they need to do.
Liam Hicks is a guy who had a two-homer game yesterday, his first two-homer game since JUCO ball. He's really swinging the bat well recently. What have you seen out of Liam?
It's been fun. I mean, we went through the stretch a few weeks back. You know, we looked at some things and dialed some things back. And, you know, he's taking the bull by the horns, and he's swinging the bat really well. And we joked always, you know, Hicksie hits, and we'd call him Liam when he wasn't hitting, just kind of give him a little jab here and there. But he's taking a great leadership role. One, being the catcher, but two, it's just his mindset and his beliefs. But to see him swing it the way he's been doing, it's free, it's easy. He's got some clarity at the plate, and I think that helps out making decisions, just staying clear and knowing what he needs to do and get the job done.
We've talked a lot, as Ryan Tuntland joins us, Rough Riders hitting coach, about Liam, who hits better as a catcher as opposed to as a DH this season. How often do you pay attention to those splits and bring that up in conversation?
I take notice of it. Liam and I actually had the conversation in the dugout a few weeks back about that when he is DHing, just to keep your mind off some things. Play game within the game. You know, that way you don't get so caught up in the what I did wrong or what happened here, X, Y, and Z. It's more of moving on to the next pitch. And when he catches, he doesn't have the luxury to kind of think. So he's got to get behind the dish and call the game and be there for the pitchers and arms coming out of the pen. So I think it's a learning experience for him. And he's taken, like I said, the bull by the horns. So it's fun to watch.
That's part one of our interview with Ryan Tuntland, Rough Riders hitting coach. We'll come back with the starting lineups between the Rough Riders and the Hooks in Game 5 of this six-game series here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Welcome back to Whataburger Field, getting you set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Zach Bigley back with you here on the pregame show, and let's get you the starting lineups for both teams. First, for the 36-19 Rough Riders, the best record in Double A. Here's the lineup as announced by Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager in his second year. Freddy Chavez, the DH, leads it off for the second straight day after going 3-for-5 in the top of the order yesterday with an RBI double and a couple singles. Liam Hicks, the catcher,
Fresh off his two-homer day yesterday, hits second. And Cody Freeman, the third baseman after a day off yesterday, he hits third. Kellen Strom cleans it up in center field. Aaron Zavala is the left fielder batting in the five spot, and Josh Hatcher hits sixth. He's out in right field defensively. Bottom third of the order for the Riders, it's Abimelech Ortiz at first base, Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop, hitting eighth, and Alex Dagoti, the second baseman, the caboose in the lineup for the Rough Riders tonight. Once again, it's Chavez, Hicks, Freeman, Strom, Zavala, Hatcher, Ortiz, Rodriguez, and Dagoti, the starting nine today for the Riders, with Dane Acker up on the mound, looking to give them another great start in what has been a really good stretch for the Rough Riders. Frisco's pitching staff with 21 consecutive scoreless innings over the last three ball games and back-to-back shutouts for the first time this season. Here's the lineup that Acker will face for the Corpus Christi Hooks at 21-34, 15 games back in the Texas League South Cellar. It's announced by Joe Thon in his second year as the manager. Kennedy Corona, the DH, leads it off. Then Tommy Sacco Jr. at second, and Zach Cole in right field. Pascanel Ferraris is the third baseman. Jeremy Orocho in left field, and Jordan Brewer in center. Jaron Williams, the shortstop. Colin Price, the catcher. J.C. Correa at first base, the starting nine for Corpus. Miguel Uyola takes the mound when we come back. It's the Rough Riders and Hooks, game 5 of 6, next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Josh Hatcher! A three-run walk-off homer!
And it is gone!
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a beautiful day in the ballpark by the bay, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks going at it for game 5 of 6 in this series. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Whataburger Field. I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. Today, the Rough Riders go for their third straight win and look to make it a wonderful start to this road trip. as there are only two games left. And Frisco, in his 13-game road trip so far, has won 9 of the 11 games so far. Pringer Chavez will lead things off. Left-handed batter against the right-hander Miguel Ulloa on the mound for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Shoulders square towards the plate. He winds and delivers in the game's first pitch. It's a swing and a miss and a high fastball, and we are underway at 7:06 in the p.m. Just 1 minute tardy on this beautiful night. 87 degrees with the first pitch temperature. It feels like of 94. 0-1. Chavez swings, pops it foul out of play behind home.
That foul ball brought to you by
0-2. 67% humidity tonight, sun shining up above, 14-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field with 20-mile-an-hour gusts today. One back in the 0-2. Up and away to Chavez, and it's one ball and two strikes to the Rough Riders' designated hitter, leading off for the second time this season and the second consecutive game. Open stance. Ulloa winds in the 1-2. Swinging a fly ball, hit to center field. Jordan Brewer back on it a couple steps, drifting into the alley. He reaches up and makes the grab. And even though that's out number one, that's a pretty good indicator that the Rough Riders may have some power to that part of the field, the ball carrying a little bit.
Catcher number 5, Liam Hicks.
Here's Liam Hicks now. Speaking of power, a two-homer game yesterday for the Rough Riders. Hicksie is 7-for-15 in this series so far. He came into yesterday's game with just one homer and left with three. First toss. Upper edge inside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders with their red double R ball caps today. Red Rough Riders tops and gray pants. 0-1 pitch. Hicks takes high and inside. It's one ball and one strike. Ulloa leading the Hooks with a navy ball cap and a bright blue brim. White top, white bottoms. 1-1. Hicks watches a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes on the Frisco catcher. Fastball at 94 miles an hour for Ulloa. Right-hander with the lowest batting average against in the Texas League. Opponents just hitting 164 against him. 1-2. Check swing on a pitch down and in. He didn't go. And it's two balls and two strikes now on Hicks. Rough Riders winning last night's game 8-0. They won the previous night 3-0. They have 21 consecutive scoreless innings pitched on the mound, and the offense doing their work as well. Ulloa winds in the 2-2. Inside, he nailed him on the right hip. Ouch. 95-mile-an-hour fastball to the right hip of Hicks, and that's the third time he's been hit by a pitch in this series. That boosts the on-base percentage just a little bit, already at .385, which is eighth in the Texas League. And that wasn't a glancing blow. That was a straight shot to the right hip. So Hicks aboard on the hit by pitch with one out here in the top of the first inning. No score, and Cody Freeman makes his way to the plate. Freeman just 2-for-12 in the series. He's in a bit of a slump right now. First pitch from Ulloa. Slider on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Freeman still hitting .276 this season, 6 homers and 24 runs batted in for the Riders in 49 games. 0-1, fouled back, it's 0-2. Freeman has always taken some time to get going at the plate. He's hitting just .192 in the first inning this year. Looking to get going here with an 0-2 count to his name. Let's introduce you to the defense behind Ulloa today. It's Jeremy Rocho in left, Jordan Brewer in center, and Zach Cole in right. Pascanel Ferreras plays third, Jaron Williams at shortstop. Tommy Sacco Jr. has second. J.C. Correa holds on Hicks at first, and Colin Price catches. Quick throw over to first to try and catch Hicks napping. He's back in easily. No balls and two strikes still on Freeman at the plate. He wears his high socks, red socks with three horizontal stripes around the calf. 0-2, takes a fastball in the attic. One ball and two strikes on the Frisco third baseman. Even though Freeman has struggled in the first inning this season, the Rough Riders have not. They've scored 37 runs in the first inning, the third most in the Texas League. 1-2, down and away. Two balls, two strikes now to Freeman. No score, one out, one on in the top of the first inning. Uliola is a guy who has really struggled with his command this year. He has a ridiculously high walk rate of over 15%. It's the fifth highest in the Texas League this year, but he just doesn't allow hits. As mentioned, that 164 batting average against the best among qualifiers in the Texas League. Freeman calls time and steps out. Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic native, the right-hander on the hill. He readies in the 2-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a pop-up back of home and foul out of play. Still two balls, two strikes on Freeman. On the season, Uliola is 3-3 with a 4.89 ERA, making his 12th appearance on the season and his 10th start. Out of his two relief outings, one of them did come against the Rough Riders. And that was here in this ballpark back on May 4th. He allowed six runs over five innings, including a couple homers in that game for Frisco. The 2-2. A swing and a line shot into left center field. Brewer cutting over into the alley, and he's there to make the catch. Freeman hit it relatively hard. But lines out to left center field. Two down for Kellen Strom now. Top of the first inning. Two outs, no score. Cody Freeman and Aaron Zavala were the two to homer off Uliola in that ballgame. Freeman lines out to center here. First pitch is Strom. Swing and a miss. Burn the fastball right by him. It's 0-1. Strom occupying the cleanup spot in the order after, for the majority of the season, being the leadoff hitter for Frisco. Strom hitting fourth for the ninth time this year. He's hit first, third, and fourth on the season. 0-1 is a swing and a miss at a high fastball again, and it's 0-2 now on Strom. Two down, Hicks at first base, no score. Strom is just 3-for-14 in the series so far through the first four games. He got yesterday off, though, so he's played in just three of them. Said he's ready to get back in always after a day off. 0-2 on him. Uliola pitches home. High and inside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Uliola is devastating when he's ahead in the count this year. Opponents are hitting just 104 against him when Uliola is ahead. He readies here from the stretch in the righty-righty matchup in the 1-2. Swinging a bouncer foul off of Price back behind home. Oh, man. That one caught him pretty good. And the home plate umpire, Justin Juska, goes out and underhands a ball to Uliola. I think that got him in the place we can't talk about. Between the legs, and he gets a nice round of applause from the fans here. Good Saturday night crowd here in Corpus on a warm but pleasant day. Once you're out of the sunshine, it's pretty nice night for baseball. And the sunshine has completely vacated the field of play behind a cloud. One ball and two strikes on Strom with two outs and a scoreless first. And Uliola deals home. On the inside corner, strike three call. So Strom down on strikes and the inning is over. Rough Riders, no runs, hits, errors. One runner left on. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Rough Riders nothing. The Hooks to the plate next on Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Leading off, designated hitter number 23, Kennedy Corona.
We're to the bottom of the first inning from Corpus. The Rough Riders held scoreless, and we go to the bottom half. Kennedy Corona, the designated hitter, back in the lineup for the first time in this series, coming off a hip injury. It wasn't severe enough to put him on the injured list. Dane Acker on the mound, and the first pitch of the bottom of the first is rifled on a line to short, and Rodriguez reaches down to his right and makes the catch. Cabo Rodriguez with a nice play on a hard line drive that was hit at 108 miles an hour off the bat. Line drive out to short, one out for Tommy Sacco Jr. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Sacco occupying the leadoff spot in Corona's absence, and the first pitch home from Acker. Just high, one ball and no strikes. Well, first pitch out for Dane Acker. That is huge. He threw 36 pitches in his last start in San Antonio. 1-0. Changeup at the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-1. And that was all in the first inning. He recorded just the first two outs of the inning, surrendering a couple runs and then was removed. The Brenham, Texas native has his sign in the 1-1. So we're going to foul back and out of play to the left. And it's 1-2 now on the second baseman. Overall on the season, Acker has been fantastic at preventing runs. And, of course, that's what you're supposed to do as a starting pitcher. But what he hasn't been able to do is go very deep in ball games. 1-2 pitch. Change up away. And it's two balls and two strikes. He's 2-1 this year with a 3.16 earned run average in nine starts. In 37 innings, he's struck out a remarkable 52 batters. He has the third-best strikeout rate in the Texas League. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball, hit well into left center field. Strom racing back at the warning track. He reaches up, and Aaron Zavala is right there as well. Somebody made the catch. Who made it? It was Aaron Zavala. And Zavala pulls it in, and there are two away. Center fielder and left fielder for the Rough Riders converging. Zach Cole makes his way in. Cole, a left-handed hitter who's 4-for-12 in the series, hitting .306 through his first 14 AA games. And Acker peering in for his sign, first base side of the rubber. He winds and fires. Another changeup. This one over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Defense behind Acker today. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strom in center, Josh Hatcher in right. Cody Freeman has third. Cabo Rodriguez, the shortstop. Alex Dagoti at second. Abimelech Ortiz plays first, and Liam Hicks catches. 0-1. Top of the zone for a strike. It's quickly 0-2. Acker is averaging 19 pitches per inning this season. A very, very high mark. And trying to bring that down in this start today. The 0-2. Changeup got him swinging off the outside corner, and Dane Acker with an easy 1-2-3 inning in the first. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We move for the top of the second. It's the Rough Riders nothing, the Hooks nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We move to the top of the second inning in Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders and the Hooks. Nothing, nothing, our score. It's Aaron Zavala, Josh Hatcher, and Abimelech Ortiz. The 3-2 up for Frisco in this second inning. 5-6-7 in the order against Miguel Ulloa. The Rough Riders, one base runner in the first, was a hit batter. That was Liam Hicks. Left-handed hitter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. On the inside corner with a breaking ball for a strike, it's 0-1. 20-pitch first inning for Miguel Ulloa. He looks over the top of a black glove, rocks in the 0-1. Fouled out of play into the netting left side, and it's 0-2 now on the Riders' left fielder. There's 2-for-14 in the series. The Rough Riders have scored early and often on this road trip, a road trip in which the Riders are 9-2 through 11 games. 0-2, lined over third and into left field. Right over the top of Ferreras at third base, and Aaron Zavala goes to the opposite field to pick up the first hit for the Rough Riders today. A single into left on an 0-2 pitch. Here's Josh Hatcher now. Hatcher, a 302 hitter, sixth best in the Texas League, but that has dropped down significantly over the last few weeks. He's just 2-for-13 in this series. First pitch. Rides high and inside. It's 1-1 and no strikes. Zavala at first base leading off the inning for the Riders. Frisco has done a great job scoring in either the first or the second inning in this series. The pitch fouled back into Price's glove, and it's 1-1 and one strike. The Riders yesterday scoring in each of the first five innings and clubbing three homers to tie a season high. They had hit just three homers in their previous 10 games. The 1-1. And misses high. 2-1 on Hatcher. Ulloa falling behind here, and that's something that the Rough Riders would love to take advantage of. Left-handers have really struggled against Ulloa this year, even though Zavala picked up that hit there. 2-1. Slider top of the zone, strike two. It's 2-2. Left-handers are hitting just 103 against Ulloa this year. Pull side shift on the infield just slightly against Hatcher, and they play drastically to the opposite way in the outfield. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball out to second, double play ball to Sacco. He's got it onto second for one. Throw to first, not in time. Hatcher beats it out. 4-6 fielder's choice, one out here in the second inning in a scoreless game, and Hatcher at first for Abimelech Ortiz. Ulloa has a good fastball in the mid-90s. But more than anything else, it's the manner in which he throws it that makes it so difficult to hit. He has what's called a low-release, high-carry fastball. Here's the stretch in the pitch. That one breaks down and in. It's 1-1, no strikes. When he releases it with such good extension that the pitch almost seems to rise coming towards the plate. Throw go over to first, and Hatcher's back in easily. And so it makes it really difficult to hit, especially at the top of the zone. The ball just keeps carrying. That's what he's used to get a ton of swing and miss this year. 1-0 pitch. Well high, and it's 2-0. Ortiz in search of that first hit this series. He's 0-for-9 with 3 walks. Ulloa tucks a black glove to his chest against a white jersey. He's ready from the stretch. And another throw over to first. Hatcher back in safely. Ortiz just looking for something to help bust out of this slump. Pick up a base hit and start getting things together. 2-0. And that dips low of the zone. 3 balls and no strikes. For Uyola, with the command issues that he's had, it almost seems like he'll be good for a couple innings and then everything will start to unravel all of a sudden. In his last 3 starts, he's walked 5, 4, and 3 in each of them, respectively. 3-0 pitch. That's right down the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike, and it's 3-1 now on Ortiz. But he's had varying degrees of runs allowed in those starts. He walked 3 in his last start, but allowed just 1 run across 5. 3-1 pitch. Hatcher takes off. Pitches outside. Ball 4. A throw down to second just for fun, but it doesn't matter. No stolen base for Hatcher. It's a walk to Ortiz, and there are runners at first and second for the Riders with just 1 down in this second inning. 0-0 our score for Caber Rodriguez, the Rough Riders' 8-hole hitting shortstop.
Number 17, Caber Rodriguez.
Rodriguez is not your typical 8-hole hitter. He homered yesterday. Part of a 2-hit affair, he went 2 for 5. Uyola steps off, looking back at second. Rodriguez has been swinging a very hot bat at the plate. Hitting .369 in his last 18 games. Offering in. He swings and pops it up to the right side. Foul ground. First baseman Correa running over. Slides and makes an incredible catch. Almost running into Uyola. Coming off the hill going for that baseball. So Correa makes a fabulous grab. In foul territory down the right side and robs Rodriguez. 2 outs now in the inning for Alex Degody. It was a pop-up that wasn't hit very hard, so Correa had to go a long way in a short period of time, and he made the catch. With 2 outs, and here's Alex Degody. Hatcher at second, Ortiz at first. Top of the second inning. Uyola looks at second, deals. Way outside, missing with a breaking ball, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Degody, 1 appearance in this series, 0 for 4, back in his old stomping grounds, played here in 2018 when he was coming up through the Astros organization. Said it's nice to be back, a lot of good memories here. And more than anything, the weather reminds him of home back in Miami, Florida, the high humidity. 1-0 pitch on the way to Degody. Top of the zone, outside corner with the breaker for a strike. It's quickly 1 ball and 1 strike on the Riders' 9-hole hitter. Briscoe trying to strike first in today's game. Hatcher leads from second, 1-1. Just outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. And once again, Uyola throwing a lot of pitches here in this inning. This is number 18 of the inning here. He rocks home. Strike at the bottom of the zone. We're even at 2-2. .93 fastball there. He's been 93 to 95 miles an hour with the heater today. Uyola has been a high-rate fly ball pitcher this season. 48% of the balls put in play against him have been in the air. That's the highest rate in the Texas League. He looks back to second, 2-2. Up high. 3 balls, 2 strikes. It's what you usually see with that high spin rate fastball that has a lot of carry to it. A lot of times hitters are under it. It's the same thing with Dane Acker on the other side for the Riders. Still 0-0 our score here in the top of the second inning with runners at first and second and 2 down. Runners will take off on this pitch. Uyola deals home. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball right by him. He has his 2nd strikeout and he strands a pair. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. Rough Riders and Hooks scoreless into the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We roll our way along the bottom half of the second inning in the ballpark by the bay. The Rough Riders and the Hooks scoreless. Pascanel Ferreira starts it, right-handed batter against Dane Acker. He peers in. He's got his sign and offers in to Ferreira. It's low and outside of the dirt. One ball and no strikes. Acker with an ultra-efficient nine-pitch inning in the first. Nine pitches, seven for strikes. He looks in for his sign here in the 1-0 to Ferreira's. Swinging a drive out to left field, deep down the line. Zavala back at the warning track, looking, gone. Pascanel Ferreira's with his fourth home run at the AA level. It's 1-0 Corpus Christi. 95 miles an hour off the bat, 382 feet, helped out by that breeze out to left field.
Left fielder number two, Jeremy Orocho.
There's Jeremy Orocho now, left-handed hitter. Demoted from the two spot in the order, the pitch. That flicks across the outside corner for a called strike, it's 0-1. Orocho 4 for 18 in the series. Acker has his sign, the 0-1. Ground ball foul back behind home. It's 0-2. That home run is just the fourth home run that Acker has allowed this season. He's done a good job not allowing a big-time pop against him and not a ton of extra base hits against him either. Frankly, not a whole lot of hits. Opponents just hitting 204 against him. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on three pitches. He struck him out. The changeup at the bottom of the zone. One away here in the second on his second strikeout. 1-0 Corpus Christi. And here's Jordan Brewer. That was actually the slider at the bottom of the zone, not the changeup. There's the look in by the right-hander. He winds back and fires into Brewer. That misses low. One ball and no strikes. That time on the fastball. Brewer 5 for 11 in the series. He had a two-homer game earlier in this set. He's driven in five runs. Acker looks in. And the 1-0. Upper edge outside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. Well, Dane Acker this year, we mentioned the high strikeout numbers. He is an ultimate competitor. Talking to Rough Riders pitching coach John Goebel. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch off the outside corner. Went with the off speed, and it's one ball and two strikes. He said he's extremely stubborn on the mound, which is a good thing. 1-2. Swing and a miss out in front. Got him to swing and miss on the changeup. Picks up his third strikeout. 1-0 Corpus Christi. Bottom of the second inning.
Shortstop number 17, Jaren Williams.
He struck out back-to-back after giving up the home run, and here's Jaren Williams. Said sometimes he can go out there and just try to go out and compete. There's the wind back and the offering in. He misses outside. It's 1-0 and no strikes, and lacks consistency sometimes in his mechanics, and that leads to command issues. And they're working on making sure that he goes down the mound towards the plate with his mechanics more consistently. The 1-0 fouled away to the right side. It's a ball and a strike now to Williams, the shortstop, right-handed hitter. Two down, bases clear in this bottom of the second inning. In addition to that, such a big thing for Acker this season has been finishing, whether it be finishing batters or finishing innings. 1-1 on the way. Just outside, missing with the fastball. 2-1. Acker has done a great job holding opponents with one and no outs, but with two outs, opponents are hitting 275 against him with an over 880 OPS. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Down low and inside on that nasty changeup. Two balls, two strikes. In zero out and one out situations, he's holding them under 200 batting average. 2-2. Swinging a bouncer up the third baseline. Freeman backhands and fields in foul territory. Still two balls, two strikes. One nothing hooks here in the bottom of the second. Another good changeup down and in to induce that ground ball. He hasn't used that changeup to get a lot of grounders this year. It's mostly the fastball that he's been throwing at the top of the zone to get fly balls. He has that innate ability to get out of jams, and that's another thing you love if you're John Goebel, Rough Riders pitching coach. That's part of that competitive ability to get out of those jams. 2-2. Fouled away to the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. What he'd like to see is to not get in the jams in the first place, of course, but that's easier said than done. And that goes along with the pitch count getting elevated. Looks over the top of his glove, and the 2-2 on the way. Swinging a hard ground ball to the left side to Godey. Makes a sliding stop from shallow right. Fires to first just in time. Nice play by Alex DeGodey on the right side of the Riders' infield. The sliding stop and the arm to get him. 1-0 hooks on the solo homer. We go to the top of the third next in the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
We roll into the top of the third. Freiner Chavez leads it off for the Riders. It's 1-0. Corpus leads it over Frisco on the solo homer from Pascanel Ferreres. Top of the order for the Riders. Wind back in the offering. Top of the zone, a strike with the breaking ball. It's 0-1. Chavez flied out to center in the first inning against Uyola. Chavi, the switch hitter, batting from the left side, which is his better side, even though it's not his original side. 0-1. He misses away, and it's one ball and one strike. Chavi hitting 273 from the left side, just 233 from the right side. He was originally a right-handed batter. 1-1. That's inside. It's two balls and one strike. Started switch hitting in Venezuela before moving to the United States his sophomore year of high school, going to Little Elm High School just northwest of Frisco. 2-1. Checks his swing on a pitch that misses inside. He went around. He could not check his swing. It's two balls and two strikes. What are they, the Llamas, Little Elm? No, they're the Lobos. That's right, the Lobos. Close. That's a pretty cool mascot, though. There's the wind back in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball right by him. Third strikeout for Uyola. One out for Liam Hicks.
Catcher number 5, Liam Hicks.
1-0 Corpus. Hicks was hit by a pitch back in the first inning on his right hip. He has been beat up in this series. Wind in the pitch. He fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Hicks has really beat up Corpus Christi pitching as well. His 15 hits are the most by any Rough Riders hitter against Corpus this season. 835 OPS. Thank you to those two homers. 0-1. He takes away on a fastball. Actually, that was a changeup off the outside corner. One ball and one strike on Hicks. Once again, catching today. 1-1. He swings and taps it foul on the ground to the right side. It's 1-2, and that's when he's really done his damage. I mean, his splits are remarkable as a catcher and as a DH. 26 games catching, 20 as a DH, so pretty healthy sample size on both ends. Hitting 358 as a catcher, 203 as a DH. 1-2. Bouncer foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. An over 300-point difference in the OPS. Favoring the catching, of course. And talking to him about it, it's all about focus. 1-2. Fouled straight back. Still one ball and two strikes. Hicks can just focus on catching and then focus on hitting. It's very separately when he's doing both. When he's DHing, it's just on hitting alone and tends to overthink things. His swing has gone through a bit of a change as well this season. Uyola looks over the top of his glove. He winds in the 1-2. Misses up high. Two balls, two strikes to Hicks with one out and the bases clear. 1-0 Hooks in the top of the third. Hicks said at the beginning of the year he was hitting a lot of fly balls. As the windup comes home, swing and a miss. A rare strikeout for Liam Hicks. His fourth for Uyola on the mound. Two down and Cody Freeman takes his turn. 1-0 Corpus Christi, top of the third, two down. Hicks was hitting a lot of fly balls early, and so he tried to counteract that by swinging down on the ball more, and all that did was hit more fly balls because he was backspinning the ball by hitting down on it. And so he went back to a more flat swing path, and that's made all the difference. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The pitch off the outside corner. It's 0-1 on Freeman. And he calls time. Now Liam Hicks has been one of the best hitters for the Rough Riders over the last week or so. He's pumped up his batting average from around 230 to around 280. 0-1. It just slips inside with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Cody Freeman lined out to center in the first. Uyola the 1-1. Outside, it's two balls and one strike. Looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. He's already at 55 pitches as he goes here in the third. Black glove at the belt, shoulders square directly towards home, feet spread wide. First base side of the rubber, the 2-1. Fouled off the mask of the home plate umpire, Justin Juska, and it's two balls and two strikes. Going to be keeping a very close eye on the strike zone today as Juska was the umpire back in game number 2 when Carlos Cardoza was ejected for arguing balls and strikes. And neither side was really happy with the strike zone. Loyola has his sign in the 2-2. Bounces in there, skips all the way back to the backstop. It's three balls and two strikes. Kellen Strom saunters over and grabs the baseball. Full count pitch coming to Free here with two outs and the bases clear, and the Riders trailing by a run. Uyola's pitch. Chop in the ground to third. Couple hops to Ferreras. He slings it on to first in time. 1-2-3 inning for Miguel Uyola. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 1-0 Corpus on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the bottom half of the third inning. It's 1-0. Rough Riders trail. Dane Acker back to the hill after allowing a solo homer to lead off the second and then retiring the next three after that. Colin Price, the 6'5" catcher, stands in from the right side, and Acker winds and offers. Popped up on the right side and foul out of play. It's 0-1. Price 3-for-10 in this series with a couple of doubles. He had the lone extra base hit out of the five total hits for the Hooks last night. Acker the 0-1. And misses high, and it's 1-1. The solo homer that Acker allowed in the second was the Hooks' first run in 22 innings. 22 consecutive scoreless for the Rough Riders. 1-1. So we're going to ground ball up the third baseline and foul. 1-2 on Price. The franchise record that the Rough Riders were chasing, 30 consecutive scoreless innings. That happened last year, actually, between July 3rd and July 5th. It was down in San Antonio, as you might imagine, the most pitcher-friendly ballpark in the league. Rough Riders had back-to-back shutouts, plus a little bit leaking out on either end for the record. 1-2. And misses outside. 2-2. They'll settle with the 22 consecutive scoreless innings. That's fourth in franchise history. 2-2. That dips low off the outside corner. Missing with the changeup. Three balls and two strikes to Price to lead things off in the third. And Dan Acker has been relatively efficient through his first two innings, 25 pitches combined between the two. He goes full, though, to Price to begin it, and at least a six-pitch plate appearance for him. Acker offers. Outside, ball four. Price with a leadoff walk in the third. Here's J.C. Correa.
First baseman, number 10, J.C. Correa.
Correa, 2-for-11 with a walk and a run scored tonight. Or excuse me, in this series. Double play depth up the middle for the Riders. Pinched in a little. The offering is lashed into right field, right at Josh Hatcher. He leaps up and makes the catch. Oh, boy. He froze in his tracks and then jumped high in the air and made the grab right above his head. And nearly a disastrous read. Turns out to be the first out here in the third. It's 104 miles an hour exit velocity for the first out. Top of the order now, Kennedy Corona. Second time through. 1-0 Hooks. Bottom of the third. Price leads from first. Acker from the stretch. He offers home. At the top of the zone, a strike. 0-1. Fastball from Acker. Both first pitch outs that Acker has had have been hit really hard. 104 there, and then Kennedy Corona's line out to short to begin the home half of the first at 108. 0-1. Fouled back, and it's 0-2 now on the DH. We figured Corona would make an appearance at some point in this series as the DH, coming off his hip injury. And Jacob Melton, the number one prospect for the Astros, is still on the shelf, though not on the injured list. He had a wrist injury diving for a ball last week in Midland. Acker readies. 0-2. Just outside. One ball and two strikes. We haven't seen Melton at all in this series, who's not only their number one prospect, he's the Hook's best hitter as well, which you might imagine. So that's really hurt them offensively in this set. Right-hander fires. And misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Acker would love a ground ball here and get out of the inning. He's rolled two double plays on the season. And he throws over to first, not in time, keeping Price close. Each team with one hit. The only difference is Corpus Christi's one hit left the ballpark. So no home run to left. Corona, a 2020 player last year. Another throw over to first. Price back in on his feet this time. Corona had some devastating plays defensively against the Riders last year. He won a minor league gold glove in the outfield. It really hurts not having him out in the grass either, defensively. 2-2, fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. When you think about Kennedy Corona, you don't think about him ever DHing and how good he is defensively. This is just his third game DHing all season. The pitch. Swinging a bouncer right back to Acker at the hill. He throws low on to second, and it's not in time. Acker, as he turned, his cleat stuck on the mound, and he just cannonballed it right into the ground in front of Degody, who tried to pick it. He knocked it down but couldn't re-catch it. And everyone's safe. What should have been an inning-ending double play ends up being a fielder's choice E1. Runners at first and second, and still just one out for Tommy Sacco. One nothing Hooks. Acker readies and deals. Swinging a drive down the right field line towards the corner, and it is foul. Bounced right on the warning track and just in foul territory. It's 0-1. It was off the end of the bat on a changeup hanging right in the middle of the plate. Acker lucky that Sacco, one, hit that foul, two, off the end of the bat. The last time he hung a changeup right in the middle, it was deposited onto the left field berm for a home run. Runners at first and second, one down here in this third. 0-1. Inside. One ball and one strike. Talking about Corona DHing, he only DH'd six times all of last year. Played all the rest of his appearances in the outfield. 1-1. Swinging a line drive, hit hard. What a diving catch at short. Caber Rodriguez supermanning to his right, and he spears it out of the air. A spectacular second out, and he gets a round of applause here in Corpus Christi. Wow.
Right fielder number six, Zach Cole.
What an incredible grab. 103 miles an hour off the bat, and a phenomenal diving catch at shortstop by Caber Rodriguez to save a run. He keeps it a 1-0 ball game. Two outs for Zach Cole now. There's a step and a dive off to his right. Stretch in the first pitch to the left-handed batter. Swinging a hard ground ball right side. Diving attempt. Ortiz off the tip of his glove out to shallow right. Degote picks it up. Runner coming home. The throw not in time. Colin Price scores around third. And it's now 2-0 Hooks. Corona on to third. Cole with the RBI single.
It caromed
off of Abimelech Ortiz's glove, diving off to his right, right to Alex Degote, who threw home but just didn't have the arm to get it there in time. Cole with the RBI infield single. Here's Ferreras, who homered his last time up. It's 2-0 Corpus Christi, bottom half of the third. And the first pitch home from Dane Acker. Outside 1-0. That's an unearned run because of the fielder's choice, E1. And again, this inning should have been over on the double play. But you can't assume a double play. Runner takes off, swinging a bounding ball, hit to short, two hops to Rodriguez. He's got it at the chest, slings it to first and retires Ferreras, and the inning is over. But a run comes across. It comes on one hit, an error, and two left on. We go into the top of the fourth inning next. It's 2-0 Hooks over the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Kellen Strom begins the Rough Riders' fourth. Frisco down 2-0. Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala, Josh Hatcher. It's the middle third of the order. Miguel Ulloa back out for the fourth in the first pitch. Fastball rides high. One ball and no strikes on his 59th offering of the evening. 58 through three innings for him. Here's the wind of the 1-0. Swinging a bounding ball to the left side. The shortstop, Williams, has it deep in the hole. Long throw, not in time. Kellen Strom with the infield single. Second Rough Riders hit today. That brings Aaron Zavala to the dish.
Left fielder number 13, Aaron Zavala.
If you're the Rough Riders, obviously the first thing you want to do is score runs here. The second thing you want to do is try and drive up Uyola's pitch count and get him out of the game. His stuff is really, really good. That fastball especially, and the slider combination too. Left-hander at the plate, right-hander on the hill. First pitch. Flicked foul to the left side. It's 0-1. Zavala had a single into left field back in the second. But Ulloa has a tendency to throw a lot of pitches. And if you can get him out and get to the bullpen, it's going to make things that much easier. 0-1. Check swing roller foul to the left side. It's no balls and two strikes on the Riders' left fielder. Zavala going the opposite way for that base hit in the second, as he's done so often this season. He has the highest opposite field percentage in the entire Texas League. 0-2, up and away. One ball, two strikes. And thus the lowest pull side rate as well. He's had a tough time pulling the baseball this season. Strom leads from first. 1-2. Outside, missing on the backdoor slider. It's 2-2. Strom, owner of 10 stolen bases this season in 10 attempts, yet to be caught. Rough Riders have had a few advantage or opportunities, I should say, with runners in scoring position today, but haven't been able to cash in. Frisco 0-2 in those instances. Let's see if Strom takes off here on this 2-2. Offering in. Swing and a miss. Zavala down on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Ulloa. One down for Josh Hatcher.
Right fielder, number 12, Josh Hatcher.
Kavika Emsley-Pye is coaching third today for the Riders. He's the acting manager with Carlos Cardoza out for the weekend. Tyler Wolf, first base coach for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Hatcher swings and chops it right into the ground. It trickles foul to the right side off the facing of the Riders' dugout. It's 0-1. Hatcher, a very aggressive hitter. He's been really good when putting the ball in play on the first pitch this season. 13 for 22. That's a 5.91 average. Foul ball that time, though. The 0-1. And that's outside. One ball and one strike. Strom nabbing his lead at first base. Top of the fourth inning. 2-0 Hooks. 1-1. Hatcher chops it foul again to the right side. One ball and two strikes on the right fielder. With a very, very soft breeze out to left field. Right field is in play for power. We saw it yesterday. Liam Hicks hammering two homers into the Riders' bullpen. Hatcher sitting on five homers. 1-2, Strom takes off, swing and a miss, throw down to second, is on the money, a swim move, not in time. Beautiful swim move slide by Kellen Strom, avoiding the tag, and now Joe Thon coming out of the Corpus dugout, and he's going to go talk to Steven Rios Jr., the crew chief and third base umpire. Williams, the shortstop, thought he tagged Strom out to end the inning. Strom said he was safe, and he was nodding at Steven Rios Jr., saying, "He didn't touch me." On his swim move around the tag, a look at the replay.
Well, it's tough to tell. It looked like Strom got around it. Joe Thon's not going to win this argument. Strom is 11 for 11 in stolen bases. Hatcher is down on strikes for the sixth Uyola strikeout of the night. Two down for Abimelech Ortiz with an RBI opportunity now. Riders trailing 2-0.
First baseman number 16, Abimelech Ortiz.
Uyola from the stretch. The pitch. It dips down and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Ortiz coaxed a walk back in the second inning in his first plate appearance. 0 for 9 in the series, but he has worked four walks. Uyola readies. And the 1-0. Fastball for a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. A rare time during this stretch that Ortiz has struggled that he's taken back-to-back pitches to start an at-bat. Even count here. The 1-1. He swings in hard ground ball, I should say, to second. Sacco's got it spinning on a line drive right at him. He fielded it and threw out Ortiz at first base to retire the side. No runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Riders still trail 2-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. As the Rough Riders speed through the 2024 Texas League schedule, we're getting ready to head to the racetrack on Friday, June 14th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR night with the Texas Motor Speedway. Enjoy plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game and make sure to lift in the corners. Get your tickets for June 14th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dane Acker returns to the hill in the fourth. Jeremy Orocho, Jordan Brewer, Jaron Williams, the 3-2 up against Acker. It's 2-0 Hooks. A run in the second and a run in the third for Corpus Christi on offense. First pitch to Orocho. Up and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. He dramatically backs away out of the left-handed batter's box on that up and in pitch. Struck out on three pitches back in the second. Acker, 44 pitches through three innings. He deals. And that's on the outside corner. Good pitch with a changeup. It's one ball and one strike. The 44 pitches for three innings is the efficiency that you want to see from Dane. It's about 15 pitches an inning. 1-1. Chopped up the first baseline right at Ortiz. He's got it on a backhand and walks to the pillow himself. Taps it with his right foot. One away. Jordan Brewer now.
Center fielder number 22, Jordan Brewer.
Hooks lead 2-0. Bottom of the fourth inning. Acker working at a good enough clip. If he gets through this fourth inning, should be able to go through the fifth pretty easily. The pitch is a hard ground ball to the left side. Freeman dives. He gloves it from his knees. He jumps up, throws onto first, and gets him. Great play by Cody Freeman. A full extension dive to his left. He got up, and was able to throw him out.
Shortstop number 17, Jared Williams.
The Rough Riders have certainly flashed the leather today. Caber Rodriguez has made a couple really nice plays at shortstop. Alex DeGody with a pretty sliding play at second, and that nice diving catch by Freeman. First pitch to Jared Williams. Up high and outside, one ball and no strikes. 2-0, Hooks lead it. Play in the bottom half of the fourth inning here in game number 5 of this 6-game series, and the final time the Rough Riders take the trip down here to Corpus. Here's the 1-0. That's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders have played really well here over the last few years. They played well again here this year. 1-1. Lined out to right field, down the line. Hatcher dives out, and he makes the catch! Another spectacular defensive play by the Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher saving extra base hits all over the place. Wow! We go to the top of the fifth inning. 2-0 Hooks. Incredible catch by Josh Hatcher. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We go to the top of the fifth inning. It's 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders. Frisco down 2-0, trying to get to Miguel Ulloa. Caber Rodriguez to start it for Frisco.
Leading off shortstop number 17, Caber Rodriguez.
Rodriguez has made one of a few phenomenal defensive plays for the Riders today. Ulloa's first pitch. Fastball top shelf for a strike. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders defense has saved a number of hits today. And just in that last inning, Cody Freeman and Josh Hatcher with back-to-back great plays. The 0-1. And that one misses high. One ball and one strike. A great play on the infield is one thing. That would have been a base hit if not for Cody Freeman diving off to his left. But Josh Hatcher's play is next level. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball softly off the end of the bat to short. Williams swallows it up. A high throw on to first, but Correa keeps his right foot on the bag, corralling it, and there's one away. Alex DeGody bats now, the former Hook. 2-0 Corpus, top of the fifth.
Second baseman number 14, Alex DeGody.
If Josh Hatcher doesn't make that catch, that's at least a triple, because he has to get up and chase after it. And it was hit hard enough with Jaron Williams, who runs well, that he's easily at third base there. The pitch. Bunted foul back behind home to the left, and it's 0-1. And so to make that catch, the guts, first of all, to dive after that ball, diving towards the line down the right side, and then to make the grab makes the play even better. Right-hander against right-hander, the 0-1. And that That's up and away. It's one ball and one strike. Degote struck out swinging in the second inning. Uyola is sitting at six strikeouts and 77 pitches. 1-1. Popped up, foul back behind home and out of play. Ball and two strikes.
That's a ball brought to you by Evans Glass Service.
Rough Riders have just two hits today. Aaron Zavala single into left and Kellen Strom infield single in the third and fourth innings respectively. Loyola ahead 1-2. He fires. Fouled back. Still one ball and two strikes, and Uyola hasn't done tonight what he's been doing all season, and that's walk batters. Just one walk today. And that's made it tough for the Rough Riders to push across any runs because, remember, opponents are hitting just 164 against Uyola this season, the best in the league. 1-2. And misses away, and it's two balls and two strikes. And as you mentioned, his high pitch count, Casey Ford begins to throw out of the bullpen for Corpus Christi. So Ford will be the next pitcher in for the Hooks. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Slider away for strike three. Degote down on strikes for the second time today. Seven strikeouts for Uyola. Let me go to the top of the order. It's Franier Chavez. 2-0 Corpus.
Designated hitter number two, Franier Chavez.
Chavez 0-2. The Rough Riders have had a really tough time as DHs this season. Frisco DHs have just two home runs this year, and that's last in the Texas League. There's the wind of the pitch. A bunt shown. Chavez pulls it back, takes high. One ball and no strikes. Now, granted, in the minor leagues, DHs are not used like they are in the major leagues, where you might have a guy who will be your DH primarily. In the minor leagues, it's mostly used to give guys an off day from the field. It's kind of a rotating thing. 1-0. Down and in, and it's 2-0. And the Rough Riders have used it like that in addition to keeping Liam Hicks in the lineup this season. By the way, he's on deck. And Cooper Johnson catches. Hicks has DH'd more than any other Rough Riders hitter this year at 20 times. 2-0. And it finds the outside corner a strike, and it's 2-1. Still, you'd like to see your designated hitter have some success on the hitting side. Riders haven't seen that. 2-1. That flips off the outside corner, and it's three balls and one strike. Base is clear, two down. Hooks lead, 2-0. Chavez on a seven-game hitting streak, the 3-1. He fouls it back, it's 3-2. During the seven-game hitting streak, he's hitting a remarkable .556. He has 15 hits in his last seven games. He's raised his batting average a ton. One back in the pitch. Just inside and low. Ball four. Chavez reaches on the walk. Two out base runner for the Riders, and Liam Hicks climbs in. Chavez has raised his batting average 60 points in his last seven games from 205 to 265. The time called. Here comes Joe Thon. That's it for Miguel Uyola in his start today, going 4 2/3 innings. They threw 87 pitches today. So we'll see the right-hander Casey Ford come out of the bullpen for the Hooks. Riders down 2-0 with two down in this top of the fifth inning. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
1993. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Whataburger Field in the top of the fifth inning. A pitching change brings Casey Ford onto the mound with two outs, a runner at first. And Liam Hicks is the batter for the Rough Riders, left-hander against the right-hander on the mound. And Ford from the stretch, the first pick. A curveball on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. This Hooks bullpen has been really good. Over their last nine games, the bullpen has a 1.37 ERA. Quick throw over to first, not in time. Miguel Ulloa done, but his line not finalized. Still responsible for Chavez at first. 4 2/3 shutout innings as it stands now with 7 strikeouts. 0-1 to Hicks. Check swing on a pitch down and in. It's 1-1. Ford, the 26-year-old out of Logan, Utah, making his second appearance in this series. 1-1, Chavez runs. There's a line drive down the left side. It drops in fair. Chavez turns second, speeding towards third, and he's in there safely. Liam Hicks singling to the opposite way. And the Rough Riders now have runners on the corners with two down here in the top of the fifth inning. Their best scoring opportunity today. That brings Cody Freeman to the plate.
Third baseman number one, Cody Freeman.
Hicks lining it the opposite way. And with the runner going, an easy opportunity for Chavez to make his way into third. Hicks has now reached an 8 in a row after the hit-by-pitch and the single today. So first pitch to Cody Freeman now, the right-handed batter. Up and in, 1-0 on a fastball at 96. Ford allowed a run after walking two in his lone appearance, so throwing one inning of work in this series. He readies from the stretch. And the 1-0. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. That pitch was elevated. 4.02 ERA for Ford this season in 16 appearances. 19 strikeouts, though he's walked 12 in 15 2/3. 1-1 pitch. Way outside of the backstop. Chavez coming home. He scores easily. Riders on the board. A wild pitch, and Frisco now trails 2-1. On that run, charge to Miguel Ulloa. Hicks down to second base as the tying run. It's 2-1 on Freeman. Rough Riders begin their comeback here in the fifth inning. Get Ulloa out of the game, and right away it pays dividends. Freeman is lined down and grounded out today. 2-1. He swings, chops it up over the hill. The shortstop, Williams, to his left from behind the bag. He fields and throws onto first to get Freeman and retire the side. But the Rough Riders do get a run. It comes on one hit. No errors and a runner left on. We go to the blast of the fifth inning. It's 2-1. Rough Riders trail the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Leading off, catcher number 14, Colin Price.
We're into the home half of the fifth inning. Dane Acker back out onto the mound, working on 51 pitches through four innings. He deals to Colin Price. Swinging a high pop-up to the right side, shallow right field. Hatcher coming in, DeGody going back. It's DeGody, the second baseman, there to make the catch. One pitch, one out here in the fifth inning, and J.C. Correa takes his turn. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 to Corpus Christi. And Acker has his lowest pitch count that we've seen all season
first
to this point.
Number 10, J.C. Correa.
Correa, the nine-hole hitter. Acker, in his entire minor league career, has not had a start past five innings. He winds back here in the pitch to Correa. Fastball, strike outside corner, 0-1. And here he is in the bottom of the fifth inning with one out and 53 pitches. He readies in the 0-1. And misses low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike on Correa, who lined out to right field his last time up, hitting at 104 miles an hour off the bat. Acker's only allowed two hits. He offers home way outside. Yeah, it's two balls and one strike. A solo home run back in the second inning, and then an RBI infield single to the first baseman, Abimelech Ortiz, from Zach Cole. Two-one. That misses away. It's three balls and one strike. Starting to feel it a little bit here. He squares his shoulders just offset of home, and the right-hander takes a deep breath. The 3-1. Swinging a line shot down the left field line. That sinks in. A fair ball. Zavala cuts it off before it reaches the warning track and lofts it back in, but not before Correa gets up to second. It's a double for J.C. Correa. Hooks leading 2-1, and they have their third hit today.
Designated hitter number 23, Kennedy Corona.
Kennedy Corona bats now at the top of the order. Two runs on three hits for the Hooks, one run on three hits for the Rough Riders today. The biggest difference has been an error by Dane Acker, allowing that second run to score. First pitch, high, one ball, no strikes. Acker had a double play ball back to him in the third, but threw low onto second base, allowing both runners to be safe. Instead of an inning-ending double play, Zach Cole had the RBI single two batters later. Acker pitches, swing and a miss, way out in front. On a pitch, diving. It's the changeup, and it's one ball and one strike. Acker has just struck out three, not his normal output in terms of strikeouts. He's traded that in for efficiency, though. Runner at second, one down. Acker, a deep breath, peers back to second. 1-1. swinging a drive down the left field line. He hooked it foul and out of play. And it's one ball and two strikes. A dangerous hanging changeup right in the middle of the plate again. Almost the same pitch he allowed the homer on back in the second to Ferreras. He's ahead, one ball and two strikes, though, on Corona. What Acker has done so well this season is leave runners on base. Trying to do that here. The 1-2 got him swinging. Off the outside corner on the slider. And Dane Acker has his fourth strikeout. Two away here in the fifth inning, and Tommy Sacco Jr. stands in now.
Second baseman for Tommy Sacco Jr.
It's 2-1. Hooks lead it over the Riders. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Left-handed batter, Acker looks in for his sign. He's ready and brings it. Top of the zone, a called strike. First pitch slider, 0-1. Acker's left on base percentage this year at 78% is the fifth highest in the Texas League. 70% is around league average. He's done a great job, even if he allows the base runners leaving them on the base paths. The 0-1, swing and a miss, a good changeup diving away. 0-2, that's been a good pitch today when he's been able to bury it. Correa at second after doubling. Corona then struck out. Two outs in the fifth. Pull side shift on the infield. Acker readies. The 0-2. Low with the changeup again. One ball, two strikes on Sacco. The Rough Riders 12-4 against Corpus Christi this season. 7-3 here at Whataburger Field. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. Ortiz vacuums it in. Tosses on to Acker, and it's off the tip of his glove down the right side. Correa comes in to score, and Sacco moves to second. A throwing error on Abimelech Ortiz, the Rough Riders first baseman, leading Acker too much towards the bag. Acker trying to catch the ball and step on the first base bag at the same time. He couldn't do it, and it's 3-1 Hooks.
Right fielder, number six, Zach Cole.
J.C. Correa came all the way around to score from second base, and after the Rough Riders had been so good defensively through the first four innings, two costly errors as well on top of the magical defensive plays tonight. So a run in to score, two unearned runs against Acker today. Sacco down at second base after the throwing error. And here's Zach Cole, the left-hander who had the RBI single in the third. Ortiz made a nice stop to get to that ball on a play to his right. But then turned, and as a left-hander, he had to turn his whole body around and try to throw that ball and just led Acker too much. First toss. On the inside corner, called strike with the curveball. Haven't seen that pitch very often tonight. It's 0-1. That's usually Acker's top secondary offering. He's gone to the slider and the changeup more tonight. He readies and fires. Swinging a line shot, sinking into shallow left field. Zavala racing on. It lands a base hit. Sacco around third. The throw comes home, not in time. One Corpus Christi now. Kind of an awkward in-between ball for Aaron Zavala, whether or not to dive for it. ended up taking it on kind of a short hop, but the hop came up and handcuffed him a little bit. Really tough ball to throw on, and his throw was late. Pascanel Ferreira's bats now the pitch. Fastball outside, 1-0. Both runs are unearned against Acker, but the Riders now trail 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And in three out of the four games in this series, the bottom of the fifth inning has been the worst inning for Rough Riders pitchers. 1-0. This is high. Two balls, no strikes. Six runs, four runs, and two runs in the fifth inning. In the three games that the Riders have allowed runs at all, the other two have been shutouts. 2-0. Runner takes off, pitches low. Hicks, a late throw down to second, not in time. Cole swipes his fourth bag in his many attempts, and that's a tough pitch for Hicks to throw on. It was down and away, so he had to reach down to his backhanded side and didn't get a good throw off to second. Two balls, no strikes. Make it 3-0 now after that last pitch. The offering. That's right down the middle for a strike. Heater at 94. 4-1 hooks. Two costly errors for the Riders, allowing three of the four runs to come across unearned. 3-1. Swing and a miss. With the slider below the zone. Three balls and two strikes. Dane Acker's pitch count has now climbed up to 72, and it's now a question mark as to whether he will not or whether he will come out or not for the sixth. If that error had ended the inning, not only would it still be 2-1, but Acker would have been able to come out for the sixth inning, no doubt. He readies. And the 3-2. Swinging a high pop-up right side of the infield. Ortiz under it, called off by DeGody. And he makes the catch right in the first baseman spot. And Ortiz puts his hands on his hips disapprovingly. Two runs across, both unearned in the fifth inning for Corpus Christi. They lead it 4-1. We go to the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders now trail 4-1 as we move our way to the top of the sixth. It's middle third of the order for the Riders due up. Kellen Strom, Aaron Zavala, and Josh Hatcher. Two runs across in that fifth for Corpus Christi to push it to a 4-1 advantage. Casey Ford on the hill. Tall right-hander deals. Swinging a foul back off the mask of Price, the catcher, and it's 0-1. Home plate umpire Justin Juska goes out in front of home plate, dusts off the dish. Casey Ford, 6'6", 275 pounds on the hill. Strom 1-for-2. He singled back in the fourth inning. Black batting gloves, two-tone bat. 0-1. Breaking ball, late swing, and a miss. 0-2 now on the Riders center fielder. Frisco just one run on three hits. They've sprinkled the hits around, one in the second, one in the third. One in the second, one in the fourth, one in the fifth. 0-2 on the way. Low and outside. One ball and two strikes. Talked about how well the Riders have played here. If you go back into the 2010s, that's when Houston Astros were obviously very good in starting their dynasty at the latter part. 1-2. Way outside. It's two balls and two strikes. And so the minor league affiliates were very good a little bit earlier with a lot of those top draft picks. And Carlos Correa coming up through after being drafted. Here's the stretch. 2-2 home. Swinging a miss off the outside corner of the dirt for strike three. Strom hustling down to first, but Price throws him out. One away. First strikeout for Ford. Aaron Zavala bats now.
Left fielder number 13, Aaron Zavala.
4-1 hooks, top of the sixth inning. Well, that's when Corpus Christi really gained a huge advantage in terms of the all-time career win-loss record between these two clubs. Rough Riders have been the much better team recently. Offering home. And that misses inside, 1-0. Since 2021, the Rough Riders are 40-29 against the Hooks, including 24-16 here at Whataburger Field. 1-0 offering. That's down and in. It's two balls and no strikes. And it's very interesting to go back to 2019, the last year when the Hooks really dominated against the Rough Riders. And looking at kind of the top 30 prospects in the two organizations, the Astros, their top three were Forrest Whitley, who just made his debut this year with the Astros, pitching prospect. 2-0. Zavala cracks it foul on the ground to the right side off the facing of the Riders dugout. It's 2-1. And then their 2 and 3 prospects turned out to have pretty good careers. Number 2 was Kyle Tucker. Number 3 was Yordan Alvarez. Both coming through Corpus Christi and having very good careers at the minor league level and transitioning, obviously, to the major leagues. 2-1 home to Zavala. In the air, foul to the left side. It's even at 2-2 now on the left fielder. Looking at the Rangers' top 30 is also very interesting. Hans Kraus was the number one prospect in 2019 for the Rangers. He went on to be traded to the Phillies and make his major league debut for Philadelphia. J.P. Martinez was the second best prospect. He played a little bit last year for the Rangers before being traded to the Braves. Tyler Owens coming back in return. Rough Riders reliever. 2-2. Zavala takes a breaking ball, strike three call to the inside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ford. Two outs, bases clear in this sixth inning. It's 4-1. Hooks lead it over the Riders.
Right fielder number 12, Josh Hatcher.
Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. He's 0-2 today. Number 3 prospect for the Rangers in 2019 was Cole Wynn. He's now a big part of the Rangers' bullpen. Anderson Tejeda was number 4. And Bubba Thompson, number 5. The pinch. Breaking ball, grounder foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. Tejeda played for the Riders in 2021 after making his major league debut in 2020 and then never made it back up to the show. Bubba Thompson played with the Rangers, with the Royals, and now in the Reds organization. The number 10 prospect that year was Cole Reagans, who's now the ace for the Kansas City Royals, along with Seth Lugo. 0-1 pitch to Hatcher. Pop foul, out of play to the left side, and it's 0-2. And maybe the most interesting ranking of the entire list, the 25th best prospect for the Rangers in 2019, Jose Trevino. He played a few seasons with the Rangers before being traded and eventually landing on the Yankees, where he won a platinum glove 2 years ago. continues to be a big-time part of what the Yankees are doing with the best record in the American League, although they lost to the Dodgers yesterday. 0-2 pitch to Hatcher on the way. Swing and a miss, got him. Ford strikes out the side in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders trail 4-1. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Today is the 39th career start for Dane Acker, and for the first time in those previous 38, and this one is back out for the sixth inning. Trying to record an out in the sixth for the first time in his minor league career. Jeremy Orocho, Jordan Brewer, and Jaron Williams, the ones due up against him. First pitch home. He misses low and inside. One ball and no strikes in the dirt. Orocho, representing the five spot in the order, is 0-2 today. It's 4-1. Hooks lead it over the Rough Riders in this bottom of the sixth inning. Acker, 73 pitches through five. He deals home and bounces it in there. Two balls and one strike. Rough Riders have some milling about going on in the bullpen, but nobody currently up and throwing right now. Two balls and no strikes on Orocho. Right-hander's pitch. Fouled away to the left side, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders 12-4 head-to-head against Corpus Christi this season. Frisco has been the dominant team. In fact, both teams were hitting 208 against one another on the dot coming into today's game. 2-1. It dips low. Three balls and one strike. But the Rough Riders were outscoring the Hooks by over 30 runs. Mostly thanks to their 2.87 ERA head-to-head against them this season. 3-1 offering into Orocho. Inside, he nailed him on the right arm. A hit by pitch on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Orocho aboard to lead off the sixth inning. And Orocho walking around towards the third base side of home plate. And a lot of pain. And that brings the athletic trainer Jennifer Bardalis out to go check on him and make sure he's okay. Hit him on the right side. It looked like on the right arm. Take a look at the replay and see exactly where he got hit. Oh, it got him right on the... Looked like... Oh, they're looking at his elbow. I mean, it looked like it got him on the tricep, and he's going to stay in the game. He gets a nice round of applause.
Center fielder, number 22, Jordan Brewer.
to do more arm extensions or tricep workouts. Eat fewer calzones, you know, get that muscle up. 4-1, Rough Riders trail here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and John Goble goes out and will chat with Dane Acker. Tyler Owens gets up and starts to throw out of the Frisco bullpen. You'd love for Acker to be able to record an out here, at the very least, get that new career high in innings pitched. Four-one deficit for Frisco. Jordan Brewer due up, who's 0-3 today. Excuse me, 0-2. Goble has sent his piece. He's back to the Riders' dugout. Riders in a pole side shift for the right-handed hitter. Acker flicks it home. Catches the upper edge inside corner, and it's 0-1. Wind blowing out to left field. The pole side for Brewer, who hit both of his homers in this series to left. 0-1. Just a hair outside. It's one ball and one strike. Orocho is a stolen base threat. He's 15-for-16 this season in stealing bags. When these two are paired together in Hicks and Acker, they're 2-for-5 in throwing out base runners. The pitch. Clips the outer edge for a strike. One ball and two strikes on Brewer, the center fielder. He takes a deep breath, steps back in from the right side after calling time. And Joe Thon walking down the line, talking to home plate umpire Justin Juska. A questionable call on that last pitch, but Acker will certainly take it. One, two. Fouled away back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Almost the same exact location on that slider. Acker, first base side of the rubber, pins his glove to his left side. Looking in for his sign, Hicks gives it to him. And a throw over to first. Orocho's back in safely. The Rough Rider is hoping that San Antonio is able to take care of Midland as much as possible this week, both today and tomorrow. And they're in the top of the eighth inning. San Antonio clinging to a 3-2 lead over the Rockhounds. Rough Riders gained a game yesterday, up four games now. 1-2, swinging a ground ball up the middle. Rodriguez dives. It's out of the shortstop reach into center field. A base hit. Orocho up to second. Brewer aboard with a base hit. Here's Jaron Williams. And here's Kavika Emsley-Pye out of the Rough Riders dugout. So Dane Acker pitches into the sixth inning but cannot record an out. And Tyler Owens will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen with two aboard. Frisco trailing 4-1 as we play in this bottom of the sixth inning. Pitching change from Whataburger Field. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sock Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Tyler Owens on the mound for the Rough Riders with nobody out, two aboard here in the sixth inning. Rough Riders already trail 4-1. Dane Acker out of the ballgame after going 5-plus innings. Owens trying to make sure that it stays right there at 4 runs allowed, one of them earned for Acker. Williams 0 for 2 today. He's been robbed twice on great defensive plays. First pitch from Owens. Fouled back from the long-haired right-hander. It's 0-1. Williams grounded a ball to Alex Dagoti at second. He made a sliding stop and then from shallow right field threw him out at first. And then Josh Hatcher made a diving catch towards the line in right field on a brilliant play. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Just burned a fastball right by him. He was way late. And it's 0-2. Tyler Owens this season with the Rough Riders has retired the first man he's seen in an outing 8 out of 12 times. Looking to do the same right here. 0-2. Swing and a line drive and a right field base hit. Orocho up to second. He gets the stop sign, and the bases are loaded. Orocho up to third, I should say. So the base is loaded. That was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball right in the middle portion of the plate, outside corner. And Williams just took it the other way for a base hit.
Catcher 14, Colin Price.
Colin Price now. Price 0-for-1 with a walk. Bags full of the pitch. Just outside, 1-0. Missing on the cutter. Corpus Christi does not have a grand slam this year. 1-0. In the air foul down the right side, it's 1-1. Corpus and Frisco are the only two teams that do not have a grand slam this season in the Texas League. Nobody out with the bags full. One. Popped up on the infield, back of second. Rodriguez under it. Infield fly rule in effect. He makes the catch. One out for J.C. Correa. That's a big first out.
First baseman, number 10, J.C. Correa.
Correa, right-handed batter. He doubled his last time up in the fifth. Hit the ball hard twice tonight. Owens ready from the stretch. He deals. Ground ball foul off the end of the bat up the first base side. It's 0-1. Owens has been a reliable reliever for the Rough Riders this season. Missed some time with a non-throwing shoulder injury. 3.18 ERA in 12 outings this season. 18 strikeouts in 17 innings. 0-1. Line foul to the right side. It's 0-2. The only problem is that he's allowed a lot of hits this year. Gave up that single to Williams to begin the outing. Opponents are hitting 313 against him. He's ahead 0-2 on Correa. He brings it in. Chopper up the middle. Rodriguez to his left. He's got it. Clips on to second for one. Throw to first. Got him. Double play. From bases loaded, nobody out to no one coming across. It's still a 4-1 game. Corpus still out in front. But we go to the seventh. A Houdini job by Tyler Owens. Rough Riders will come to the plate next in the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound for Corpus Christi as we make our way to the top of the seventh inning.
Luis
Angel Rodriguez takes over for Casey Ford. The 24-year-old, 6'1", 190 pounds, left-hander, just activated off the injured list. Left-hander against left-hander to start it with Abimelech Ortiz. It's the bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders. First pitch. Ortiz watches a breaking ball over the heart of the plate to strike. 0-1. Rodriguez making his sixth appearance. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The breaking ball away. 0-2. 3-1 with a 6.30 ERA. Three starts this season. 10 walks over 20 innings this year. The left-hander is 0-2. Bounces in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Ortiz is 0-1 today with a walk. He grounded out to second in the fourth, but hit it at 111 miles an hour off the bat. So a hard hit ground ball out. 1-2. Grounded foul up the left side off the end of the bat. Just caught a piece. One ball and two strikes still. Rodriguez has seen the Rough Riders this year twice. His first start and his most recent were both against Frisco. The 1-2 bounces in the dirt, skips away to the right side. It's two balls and two strikes. And his first start, he allowed a couple runs over 3 2/3 innings, walking five and striking out five. And then in his most recent start, he dominated the Rough Riders in a win, went five shutout innings. 2-2. Flying foul out of play to the left side. It's still two balls, two strikes. He allowed just one hit in those five innings. Striking out four and walking two. Two balls, two strikes on Ortiz. Left-handed hitter against the left-hander of Rodriguez, who has his glove cuddled into his chest. He fires. Swinging a hard line drive. A sinking liner into right for a base hit. Ortiz has himself a single here in the seventh to lead things off with the Riders trailing 4-1. Another hard hit ball for Abimelech Ortiz, 108 miles an hour off the bat. He just hammers the ball when he squares it up. And that time lefty, and on a two-strike pitch as well. That's a good sign for Abimelech Ortiz. Down and in pitch. Caber Rodriguez now. The pitch. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes inside, throw down to first is not in time. One ball and no strikes. Rodriguez 0-2 today. A foul out and a ground out is two trips. Bottom of the order trying to ignite something here in the seventh. 1-0.
Strike on the inside end. 1-1. The Riders have 13 come-from-behind victories this season. And trailing after six innings, they have 4 wins. 1-1. Swinging a line shot foul. Left side. 1-2. May not sound very impressive. They're 4-15 after games when trailing after six innings. The Riders have been a good come-from-behind team this year, but more than anything, they've done such a good job scoring early and often that they haven't had to have too many opportunities to come back late. Rodriguez from the stretch, and he deals into Rodriguez. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a changeup. Rodriguez strikes out Rodriguez for Rodriguez's first out and first strikeout. Rodriguez back to the dugout. Rodriguez remains on the mound to face Alex Degoti.
Second baseman, number 14, Alex Degoti.
4-1, Hooks lead it. Top of the seventh. Here's the stretch. Left-hander's pitch. That's on the outside corner of strike. Breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders being held to 4 hits tonight. All of them singles. 0-1. And misses low and outside in the changeup. One ball and one strike on Degoti. And the offering home. Bounces in there, skips away from Price to his left to the backstop. Ortiz rounds second. He thinks about third and puts on the brakes. And a good thing, too, after the wild pitch, moving him into scoring position with one out. With one out and with a 3-run deficit, you don't want to take that risk of getting thrown out at third base. So a smart move by Ortiz. You need base runners. You don't have to get all 3 runs here in this inning. Just chip away a little bit. Rough Riders' bullpen has been really good. 1-1. Breaking ball, strike in the outside corner. It's now 1-2 on Degoti. Excuse me, 2-2, and he calls time. Infield plays to pull against the right-handed hitter. They play to the opposite way in the outfield against him. Franer Chavez waiting on deck. Representing the top of the order. Look back towards second. 2-2. Low and away. Man, how did Price catch that ball? Instead of backhanding it like he normally would, he turned his glove over and caught it underhand off to his right side, awkwardly reaching all the way over to the right side. He might have been crossed up, and he goes out and has a chat with Rodriguez. First baseman Correa joins as well, possibly to translate. Looks like he is translating. Long conversation, and Juska, the home plate umpire, comes out to break it up. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Degoti. If Degoti could find his way aboard here, bring the tying run to the plate, that would be huge. Chavez is not a huge power threat, though he is batting from the right side, and it's easier to hit a home run here right-handed than it is left-handed. 3-2. Fouled away, back behind home, clips the top of the netting, and careens down onto the field. Game 5 of 6 here in Corpus Christi. Three-two. Popped up right side of the infield. Correa, the first baseman, under it, and he makes the grab. Two outs for Franer Chavez. Top of the card for the Riders. The switch hitter bats from the right side.
Ortiz remains at second base, top of the seventh. Four, 4-1. Hooks lead the Riders. First pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Chavez looking for a hit to extend his hitting streak to 8 games. He has not been a good hitter with runners in scoring position. The pitch is swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. Hitting just .233 from the right side against left-handers. He's hitting just .147 with runners in scoring position this year. Left-hander comes home with a 1-1. Takes down in the dirt, skips away to the left of Price, but not far enough away for Ortiz to test it. 2-1. If that ball had skipped away to the right that far, maybe, but because it was to his left, that's towards the third base bag where Ortiz would have been going. And so he decided to stay put at second. 2 balls and 1 strike to Chavez. Offering in. Fouled back, 2-2. Liam Hicks waiting on deck for the Riders, who has one of the 4 hits tonight for Frisco. Chavez walked and scored back in the 5th inning. Lone run for Frisco. Two balls, 2 strikes. Rodriguez taking his time, peering in. He's finally got his sign and steps off. Chavez flied out to center his first at bat and struck out in the 3rd. Left-hander nods yes to the sign. Price sets up down the middle of the pitch. Low and off the outside corner. Missing with the off-speed toss, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes now. Ortiz will not take off on this pitch. There's no one at first. 3-2, 2 outs. Brings it in. Foul back. Still 3-2. It's a good Saturday night crowd. Chavez, a couple half swings to the hill. He locks the bat over his right shoulder. 3-2 again. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball on the top of the zone. And Rodriguez allows a runner to reach second base, but strikes out 2 in a scoreless top of the 7th. It's time to stretch. Let's go to the bottom of the 7th. 4-1, Riders trail on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rough Riders into the home half of the seventh. It's the top of the order, Kennedy Corona, to lead it off against Reed Burlingmeyer, the new right-hander for the Rough Riders. Burlingmeyer from the stretch, and in the righty-righty matchup, first pitch. Clips the outside corner with a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Tyler Owens comes in and does his job. Allows a base hit, but strands the bases loaded in the sixth. The pitch. A drive out to left center field, sending Zavala back. Strom converging with him in left center. It's Zavala who makes the catch. And there's one away here in the seventh inning for Tommy Sacco Jr.
Second baseman, number four, Tommy Sacco Jr.
I should say Owens did not strand the bases loaded in the sixth. He got a double play and stranded two. And still did the job. Nobody out, bases loaded, and didn't allow a run. First pitch to Sacco from the right-hander Burlingmeyer, who kicks and delivers home. Fastball over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Sacco reached on an error by the first baseman Ortiz in the fifth inning. Came in to score. 0-3 today. 0-1. Bounding ball foul up the first baseline. It's 0-2. So Burlingmeyer is the third pitcher for the Rough Riders tonight. By the way, with Owens Houdiniak getting out of the sixth inning, Dane Acker still allowed just one earned run over his five innings tonight. Four total. Burlingmeyer's 0-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncer up the middle, two hops to the shortstop. Rodriguez has got it head high. From behind the second base bag, he lofts it to first and gets Sacco two away.
Right fielder, number six, Zach Cole.
Here's Zach Cole. Burlingmeyer, the 27-year-old, matching his jersey number with the Rough Riders this year, making his 11th outing. He's 2-1 with a 4.50 ERA. He rocks home. In the air, out to shallow left field. Zavala racing in. He's under it, reaches up, makes the catch above his head. Side retired. An easy 1-2-3 inning for Reed Burlingmeyer. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Top eight next. Riders down 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
We go into the top of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders trailing 4-1. Liam Hicks, Cody Freeman, Kellen Strom do up. It's 2-3-4 in the Rough Riders order. That's the first pitch home. Hicks watches high from Luis Angel Rodriguez, 1-0. On this June 8th, 2024, we turn back the clock for this day in baseball history. The pitch. That's outside. Two balls and no strikes. We go all the way back to 1909 first. We have a couple ones today. We're cheating it a little bit. 1909. I'm sure you all remember it well. 2-0. That's on the outside corner, a strike. It's 2-1. This is a little minor league this day in baseball history. The longest complete game shutout in baseball history was thrown. 2-1. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat to right field, right at Zach Cole. He hardly has to move. He's there to make the catch. One out here in the eighth inning for Cody Freeman. You want to take a second to guess and think what it might be? Longest complete game shutout in Major League history back in 1909. It was by Clarence Henley for the San Francisco Seals against the Oakland Oaks. It was a 1-0 win, and Henley threw a 24-inning complete game shutout. The pitch. That misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. You think they counted pitches back then? Probably not. Especially not in the minor leagues. Can't imagine he was throwing 100 miles an hour. The 1-0. That misses outside. It's two balls and no strikes. So that was back in 1909 on June 8th. Our second this day in baseball history today was in 2010. 14 years ago, 2-0. And that one's on the inside corner for a strike. It's 2-1. And this one has a little bit more modern precedent to it, obviously. It was on this date back in 2010 that Steven Strasburg made his Major League debut. 2-1 is high, and it's three balls and one strike. Strasburg was one of the most highly anticipated college pitchers ever coming out of San Diego State. There's the number one overall pick, the offering. And that's outside and low, ball four, and Cody Freeman draws a walk. One out base runner for the Riders here in the eighth inning, and Kellen Straw makes his way to the plate. Frisco trailing 4-1. And here comes Joe Thon out of the dugout. And that's going to be it for Luis Angel Rodriguez. So coming off the injured list, a very strict pitch count. 34 pitches for him is what he finishes at. And we'll see a pitching change here for Corpus Christi. So Rodriguez out of the game, a new pitcher to come on to face Strom. And we'll tell you more about Steven Strasburg's Major League debut when we come back and introduce you to the new pitcher. Riders trail 4-1. We return after this in the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom in the right-handed batter's box. We're in the top of the eighth inning. It's 4-1. Rough Riders trailing the Hooks. Walker Brockhouse is the new pitcher, the right-hander for the Hooks. First pitch. Strom whacks it foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Cody Freeman at first, one out here in the eighth. We're telling you about this day in baseball history, Steven Strasburg making his Major League debut. And he was the number one prospect in all of baseball, coming up in front of a huge sellout crowd in Washington, D.C. 0-1. Just outside. And it's one ball and one strike.
And he had one of the best major league debuts of all time, striking out 14 with no walks in 7 innings. He only allowed one batter to reach against him. That was Delwin Young, who hit a 2-run homer. 1-1 off the outside corner. 2 balls and 1 strike. And the Nats won 4-2. An incredible debut for Steven Strasburg. But we're not done with that story. Throw over to first, and Freeman was on the bag. Didn't even have to move. 2-1 here to Strom still. He was not the only rookie to debut that day. A young outfielder debuted for the Florida Marlins that same day. Here's the stretch. 2-1. Way high. 3 balls and 1 strike. Mike Stanton. Of course, now going by Giancarlo Stanton. He went 3-for-5 in his major league debut. Stanton, before getting called up, was playing for AA Jacksonville. He had hit 21 home runs in 52 games in AA before getting called up. 3-1. Chopper up the third baseline and foul. 3-2 on Strong. Of course, Giancarlo Stanton now playing for the Yankees and the active home run leader in Major League Baseball. Three balls, 2 strikes with 1 out and a runner at first. Strom digs back in. Brockhouse, the 3-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Williams has got it on to second for one. Throw to first, not in time. It looked like that thing was destined for center field, but just wasn't hit hard enough, and Williams made a nice play to get over to it. Grab it, flip it onto second base, and Freeman retired on the fielder's choice for the second out. The Strom at first base for Aaron Zavala now. Riders down 4-1. Zavala 1-for-3. Stretching the offering over to first, and Strom's back in on his belly. We continue to scoreboard watch. Oh, man, Midland just walked it off against San Antonio. 5-4. There's the pitch home. Zavala swings, chops it up over the mound. Williams to his left. The shortstop's got it. Tosses on to first to retire Zavala and retire the side here in the eighth inning. We'll give you more on the Midland game when we come back. Riders turned away here in the eighth inning. They strand a runner. Bottom eight next. Riders down 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Saturday, June 15th. See you at Bark in the Park Saturday, June 15th. First pitch at 7:05. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
leading off third baseman number 3, Dustin Alvarez.
Reed Burlingmeyer back to the hill for the Rough Riders in the home half of the 8th inning. Frisco trailing 4-1. Pascanel Ferreras, the right-handed batter, to lead things off. First pitch. Burlingmeyer misses low and outside, 1-0. That's the first ball for Burlingmeyer today. He threw 6 pitches, all for strikes in the 7th in a 1-2-3 inning. He stretches from the chest in the 1-0. At the bottom of the zone with a fastball for a strike, 1-1. Ferreras 1-for-3 today. He homered out to left field on a changeup from Dane Acker in the 2nd. Acker started this game, and that was the only earned run he allowed today. 1-1. Fouled away to the right side. It's 1-2 now on Ferreras. Acker went 5 innings, allowing 4 runs, 1 earned on 5 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 1. 3 unearned runs. Defense killed the Rough Riders tonight. And they haven't been able to score at all on the offensive side outside of a wild pitch in the 5th inning. They've had some opportunities. Burlingmeyer sat in the 1-2 on the way. Check swing and a high fastball. He did not go. 2-2. Before we went to break, we were talking about Midland and San Antonio, and Midland walking it off against the San Antonio Missions on a 3-run Cooper Bowman homer. In the bottom of the 9th inning, it was 4-2, and Midland won it 5-4. There's a swing and a miss by Ferreras off the outside corner. Strike 3. Reed Burlingmeyer with the strikeout, his first, and there's one away here in the 8th inning for Jeremy Orocho.
Left fielder number 2, Jeremy Orocho.
So what that means is the Rough Riders, leading by 4 games coming into tonight, with a loss, would now just lead by 3 games. This division far from over. First pitch to Orocho. He swings, grounds it softly off the handle out to second base. DeGody's got it, flips underhand to Burlingmeyer, covering first, and it's in time. Abimelech Ortiz going for that ball off to his right-hand side. And great job by Burlingmeyer getting over there and covering. So a 4-1 putout. 2 outs for Jordan Brewer. 4-1 our score. Corpus leads it. The offering. Brewer pops it up right side. Ortiz is back in shallow right field. The first baseman there. He makes the catch. Side retired. 6 up, 6 down in relief for Reed Burlingmeyer. Good work for him. We go to the top of the 9th. Last up for the Rough Riders. 4-1. They trail the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the ninth inning, it's 4-1 Corpus. Josh Hatcher leads it off against Walker Brockhouse. And the right-hander's first pitch to the lefty. He bounces in there low. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders have one run tonight. It came back in the fifth inning when Franer Chavez scored on a wild pitch. That's it offensively for them. Four hits, all singles. Stretch of the pitch. Hatcher swings and misses. A violent hack, and it's one ball and one strike. Corpus with a run in the second, a run in the third, and two in the fifth. As mentioned, three unearned runs. Time called. Pitch clock violation on the pitcher, Brockhouse, and it's two balls and one strike. Reed Burlingmeyer has been a highlight tonight. His six up, six down relief work. 2-1. Inside and high on Hatcher. Backs out of the way. Three balls and one strike. Right-hander missing up and in with a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Here's the stretch. 3-1. Swinging a pop-up out of play to the left side. Rough Riders and Hooks will finish out this series tomorrow. We'll have the finale. Hope you can join us for some Sunday baseball with the Rough Riders ace, Emiliano Teodo, getting the ball for Frisco. Should be a lot of fun. 5:05 first pitch tomorrow night. 3-1 offering into Hatch. He swings and chops it out to second. Sacco's got it on a couple hops at the chest, and he turns and throws out Hatcher at first, one away. Abimelech Ortiz hits now. Four one hooks, top of the ninth.
First base number 16, Abimelech Ortiz.
Brockhouse looking in for his sign. He's got it. Yeah, the right hitter's pick. Swinging a chopper up the first baseline. Correa's got it on a backhand. Feeds underhand to Brockhouse. And he beats Ortiz to the bat for the second out. Two up, two down quickly for the Riders here in the ninth inning. And Caber Rodriguez, the final hope for Frisco. Trailing 4-1. Teodo, the starter for the Riders tomorrow, 3-1 with a 2.06 ERA. Jake Bloss goes on the other side. He's 2-1 with a 1.93 ERA. The pitch, just high, one ball and no strikes. That's just about as close to a matchup of two aces as you're going to get in the minor leagues between Teodo and Bloss. Bloss went 6 2/3 shutout in the opener of the series. 1-2. Fouled away to the right side. That was the 1-0. It's now 1-1 on Rodriguez. So first pitch again at 5:05 tomorrow. We'll come at you at 4:50 for the pregame show. We'll get you part two of the interview with Ryan Tuntlin, Rough Riders hitting coach. Great conversation with him before the ballgame today. 1-1. Way outside. It's two balls and one strike. So we hope you can join us for that game tomorrow. And the Rough Riders will be off on Monday, and then day baseball, or I guess afternoon baseball, coming your way on Tuesday. It's camp day at Riders Field. A noon first pitch on Tuesday against Amarillo. 2-1. Strike on the upper edge inside corner, and it's 2-2. Riders down to their final strike on this Saturday night. Two-two. Bounces in the dirt off the outside corner to the backstop, and it's still two balls and two strikes. If we get that far, Alex Degody on deck. Brockhouse. From the stretch, he brings it. Swing and a miss, got him. That's your ball game. Riders fall 4-1 to Corpus Christi. And the Rough Riders are now just three games up on Midland after their win tonight. As the first half dwindles, just 13 games remaining in the first half of play. We'll bring it down to the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome you back to Whataburger Field here on the post-game show. Riders fall to the Hooks 4-1 on this Saturday night. Four runs, six hits, and no errors for the Hooks. So run on four hits and two errors for the Rough Riders tonight as Frisco really shot themselves in the foot defensively in tonight's ball game. And hats off to Corpus. They had some good arms throw tonight. And Miguel Uyola allowed just one run over his four and two-thirds innings with seven strikeouts. The Rough Riders only got their run across in the fifth inning on a wild pitch. Freiner Chavez coming in to score. The four runs for Corpus Christi, a solo homer for Pascanel Ferreras in the second, RBI single Zach Cole in the third, and then a run coming across on an error in the fifth and an RBI single from Zach Cole again in the fifth. So 4-1 Corpus Christi. They win it over the Frisco Rough Riders tonight. Final game time from Whataburger Field. Not too bad in terms of pace for tonight's game. Officially, if the computer will load here, let's see if it will. Well, we'll just guesstimate on the time. It was around 2 hours and 40 minutes. 4,786 is our official attendance for tonight's game with a good crowd on hand here on a Saturday night. And the Rough Riders officially with game time 2 hours 33 minutes is actually our official game time for tonight's ball game. Hooks win it 4-1. We'll tell you more about the picture in the Texas League South and give you an update on what happened with the Rangers earlier today against the Giants in their series finale when we come back.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome you back to Whataburger Field one final time on this Saturday night. The Rough Riders fall to the Corpus Christi Hooks 4-1. And they will look to split the series tomorrow in the series finale. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. First, let's take a look around the Texas League at the scoreboard. The Rough Riders do fall tonight to Corpus and Midland. Wait a second. Was there a misput in the box? It initially popped up that it was a three-run walk-off homer by Cooper Bowman. But, there must be something going on with the box score in the Mission's Rockhounds game. Because the score is all wonky. And it says that Midland lost 4-3. But initially it had a Cooper Bowman three-run walk-off homer in there. And Midland losing, or I should say Midland winning 5-3. And now it has them losing 4-3. So we'll have to check on that. So the Rough Riders either are up four games or three games in the Texas League South. We'll have to check on that. Elsewhere in the Texas League, Springfield an 8-3 win over Arkansas. Wichita, a 7-2 win over Northwest Arkansas. And Tulsa, they fall to Amarillo on the road, 6-3. The Rangers in action earlier today, and they fell to the Giants 3-1 in Game 3 of that four-game series. So the Giants have won the first three games of the series, and the Rangers are reeling now. They have... the first two games of the three-game series, beg your pardon. They've lost now four of the last five games on this homestand as they'll take on San Francisco at noon tomorrow and hopefully get back on their winning ways after their 3-1 loss tonight. As for the rest of the affiliates in the Rangers organization, AAA Round Rock losing to Oklahoma City 10-9 earlier today. There's some good offense, just not as good on the pitching side of things. As the Express had home runs on their offensive side from a couple different players. Let's see, it was Jose Barrero with a couple of homers, a former major leaguer with the Reds, now on the Express, and a 10-9 loss to the Oklahoma City Baseball Club. At the high A level, Hickory a 12-1 win over Greenville. And at the low A level, down east, they take down Salem 11-1. So some good wins in the minor league system, although the top two teams do lose in Round Rock and here in Frisco. Tomorrow, the Rough Riders will finish off this series with the Corpus Christi Hooks. Emiliano Teodo, their ace, gets the ball. He's 3-1 with a 2.06 ERA against Jake Bloss, who's 2-1 with a 1.93 ERA. He was fantastic in the opener of this series, throwing 6 2/3 scoreless innings. That's going to do it for us tonight here on the postgame show. The Rough Riders fall 4-1 to the Corpus Christi Hooks here in Game 5 of the six-game series. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible tonight. For our gracious hosts here in Corpus Christi, for my partner back in Frisco, Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. The Rough Riders will be in action tomorrow at 5:05 with pregame at 4:50. We'll talk to you then, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!